Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Welcome to the Bossiers Podcast, where the voice is loud and the reasoning is raw. People, thank you for all the support I've been received for my last two video them. I finally break the 10k barrier in terms of views, and actually I get closer and closer to 20k subscribers. But just respect the journey I've been go through, the improvements I did make via sound, the mic, you know, the camera, the atmosphere, you know. But just trust the process. I'm being consistent in what I do, and it been at work. So this is the topic we're going to talk about today. The topic we're going to talk about today is a very serious topic, and it's something I believe that people go through all the time. Because I like to talk about the things that where people know, what people have in their mind, but not really say it. And the topic here is basically why Jamaican people ask people from foreign for money so often. And when me put it like that, me mean in a layman terms, yo, why sometime man I beg you for a thing so often from foreign. And me I go do it from both sides of the spectrum, because me no want nobody. I want to try to see both perspectives of a people who live out foreign. Some people are asking for money because they don't have it. And for people who live in Jamaica, sometimes when they don't send the money, they really don't have it. And I have been on both sides of the coin, because I grew up without my mother and father. My father lived in the US. My mother lived in England. So that was basically two money me I get from foreign when me I grew up. So I remember when me younger, everything me want, my grandmother used to be like, call your mother or call your father. Or my families or anybody around me would be like, your mother and father, they are foreign, you know, so you got all right. And sometimes as a child, you grew up with a sense of a entitlement. Like, oh yeah, my mother they are foreign, or my father they are foreign, so anything more on them can give me. Because, you see, as a child growing up, cable can deceive you. Because cable give you this illusion as if America's streets lined with gold. And when you watch the music video them, and you watch a little cartoon, you watch iCarly and That's So Raven. Well, this is my time when me I grew up. All things, they look perfect. I never really see the reality until I move here. So, growing up in Jamaica as a child, I used to call my mother and father in the US or in England for anything I want. And sometime I would get it, and sometime I wouldn't. And I used to lie to get certain things when I want. I used to exaggerate the importance of a lot of things. I used to say, yeah, the school fee due on this date, when the school fee gone long time, or the school fee pay already. So one parent used to send the school fee, and me tell the other parents, yo, me not get no school fee. I used to do them thing there. Because one, me the kind of have like a little resentment, like, yo, they make me grow up on my own, so right now, any money them spend, I just eat that. So I did have a sense of entitlement from my parents when me I grew up, that, yo, when me ask enough for money, me I forget it. That was me. I used to waste money, like go out and spend half everything. Come here, say, listen to me. Monday, me, I call my father and him and send him money, come give me. That was me. That was me for a time though, but at the same time while doing that, I used to try use getting money from them to my advantage. So I used to try flip the money when I get from them. I used to start make money on my own. So my mindset did change as to where when I ask for the money and I don't get it, I don't feel resentful to them. I just figure a way out to make money on my own. I develop certain work ethics. I develop a certain drive on my own when I can go out there, go try and make money on my own. Now, not a lot of people have that instinct. Not a lot of people have that drive. So some people just feel like they must beg every day. And I see that. And I think that is the issue why a lot of Jamaicans in America sometimes just don't pick up the phone when they see a call from Jamaica, because they know what it is. And then remember when I explained to you, say in America you stand alone. A lot of the times the people living in America, they don't have a support system. And they don't have nobody that care about them or show them that they care about them. So when you call and all you ask them about is money and not, are they okay? Is everything all right? How is your health? Nobody in America asks them questions like that. So when them are under certain pressure and then them see a phone number come up with say 876, them are say, John, money this again. So the emails them where they might receive about money, the letter them in the mail where they might receive about money, all them I talk about a daytime about money. And then when them get a call from home, as somebody ask them for money. So them afraid for answer the phone. But when me flip the switch from the Jamaica side, because as me say me dey on both sides, when me dey at Jamaica and me call my father and me say, yo, daddy, me want that money. Me used to fight with him for tell him, say, yo, Bridging, if you don't have the money, tell me, say, you don't have the money. That way, me not call you all the time. I used to do that. I did develop a certain level me never want to vex with him. So me and him develop a certain level of friendship, our father-son relationship. We're bridging. Daddy, you have certain amount of money. If him say, no, me not have it, I'm moving on. I'm going to figure it out myself. Me not cuss him and say, yo, why him not have it? Or me not make him feel bad for don't have it. Just move on. And that's why sometimes, wally pa people, who know where they are foreign, who know people they are foreign. You see, wally pa Jamaican people, especially where they are Jamaica, we're prideful. Don't promise we say, you can give the money and don't give it. Because you can tell we say, you don't have the money. This is not America where you have to be hypocritical to people. You don't have to be a hypocrite with people from Jamaica. So you see, your landlord or whoever you are, say, yeah man, me I give you tomorrow or this and that. Don't tell the Jamaican people them tomorrow. Tell them say you don't have it. I did rather my mother or father tell me say them don't have the money than go around me. Because that are probably the worst thing you can do to a Jamaican. No, there are a lot of deadbeat people in America who claim say them done with Jamaica and just not send back no money none at all. But majority of the people them will send money go to Jamaica. You see, when you get a certain amount of money from them, sometimes is everything them have. Now, a lot of times people in America feel like you're not appreciative of the extent where them did that for the things what them did have to do are go through to get to make you get the money there at Jamaica. Because honestly, I never care what my mother or father do for send money to me at Jamaica. Me they just want the money. Sometimes I didn't even forget to say thanks. My father they understand. Father send me money, me get it. When him don't get a call from me, that mean me get it. Honestly. So when me see him text me that number, the MTC, whatever number, that Western Union number, when I get that number to my phone, my father no hear from me again, you know. And I same thing with my mother, you know. When my mother send me them 9-digit there, later, you know, I hear from me again. Me get what me want, I'm gone. Now, a lot of people abroad find that very offensive. My mother used to complain to me about that. My mother used to say, Dale, you can't call me and ask me if I'm alright. You can't, you know, how you doing today? Thanks, mommy, me get the money. Those were things we could have gone far away. But in Jamaica, as a child, I never care. Just send me the money. Make me do what I need to do. That's just the harsh reality. Because one made it under certain pressure in Jamaica. Because sometimes when I really need the money and I don't get it, I get upset. But the mentality where me have is that, yo, tell me. Say you don't have the money. Never afraid for tell me, say, yo, Dale, you know, say right now, I don't have it. Because I am the person where I go figure it out. Me need to know where to go from there. And a lot of people in Jamaica are like me. So people in a foreign, when uno don't have the money, tell the people them say uno don't have the money. Because somehow uno have a dirty style. Some people are foreign have a dirty style. I used to go through this a lot. So, my father would have told me something like, I'm going to see how the day go. Or tomorrow. Friday. You know? I'm going to call me soon, call you back. Don't go wrong way. We don't like that. And I understand my father used to tell me that because him sometimes him genuinely never have the money. But him will try buy some time to get the money to me. And can you imagine me used to just get the money after him work so hard to try to send me the $100 or the $200. Me used to just take that time. I never care to tell him thanks. Naturally, thankfully, my father never really like vexed about them thing there. But my mother, mother used to send me money and I just used to just not reply. Or sometimes the only time when it come to my mind to even call my mother or call my father was when I want money. That's why I say me dip on both sides of the coin. Because I have been very inconsiderate in terms of having both parents living abroad and calling them and asking them for money. Because I had a sense of entitlement because them never grew me. And growing up as an adult, I needed money to do certain things and I just felt like they should give me. And I used to lie. I used to enhance the importance of the money. I used to change dates and when or what to get the money from. I used to do all of that. And it is younger than that. I remember my parents, the grandparents or whoever was in charge of me at the time was telling me, yo, call your father and tell him say you want this when that was not why I want the money. So I was taught when I was younger to lie. To ask for a certain amount of money. So, enough time people are foreign just feel like them are get deceived and them feel like them are get used. So them don't answer. Because not all the time the money that they send to Jamaica is what the money is actually used for. And sometimes that's hurtful to people. I know people that have been sending money to Jamaica to build a house, and them go to Jamaica and them say no house. Or them sending money to somebody that supposedly was in the hospital for a long time and they needed money for this medication and for these glasses, and no glasses don't buy and no medication don't buy and nothing was wrong with the person. Now, that made the people abroad feel away, and that made them feel used, and that made the people in Jamaica look inconsiderate. And that's why I say I've been on both sides of the coin. Now I've been here, thankfully, I am not under the same amount of pressure that my father or my mother was under. And I am an adult now, so I don't pressure them anymore. And I think because I was actively getting better, making my own money, making my own strides on my own, my parents saw that and they were taking care of me and helping me to be a better person and to keep going forward via, you know, with tuition. Because I remember the first year of university, my mother was so happy that she paid all my university fee at once. She just sent the money one time. Bam. She sent that money one time. And then I wanted to board and my father sent me like half of the money. And then I found the other half. The second year was challenging. My mother and father left to put money together. I remember one year it was so bad that my mother just never have the money. And she say, try borrow it. And I did respect her honesty, because that pushed me to work harder, but not everybody like that. Some people are going to give up. But I can honestly say that, yeah, I used to, when you have people who live afar and you use them, yeah, send me some money. But they are Jamaica. Yeah, the exchange rate big. So yeah, me want the money. And when me get the money, me just have a ditch, me even business. Now there are people in Jamaica that actually need the money and don't get it, probably because of experiences. But there are people in Jamaica that need the money and don't get it. And there are some people in America that have the money and don't send it because they're selfish. But that selfish person, something is going to happen. But a lot of times the selfishness comes from the experiences. So the experiences and the lack of gratitude and you know, a simple thanks will go a far way. Because not a lot of Jamaicans tell them thanks. And me have to come here, come see that for myself. No, I don't necessarily need a thank you. If I send money to Jamaica, I don't need a thank you. I don't need nobody to call me and tell me thanks or show me gratitude or whatever. I don't care for that. But some people do. Because some people probably work harder to send that money. And as I say about the support system, a lot of people here just want somebody to call them and say, yo, you all right? How you doing? And they don't necessarily get that when people call from Jamaica. So I think it actually hurt them. They're really going through a lot in America, people. And they're not voicing that. And for those who say the phone works both ways, why you only remember the person when you want money? Like, no, I realize the importance of just giving my father a call and say, yo, what go on, daddy? Thing I go on, I shop, yeah, man, what go on, boom, bam. No, me realize the importance of that. Now, when me see a call from Jamaica, me wonder two things. Somebody dead or if somebody want money. But if you realize, when me a talk about asking people for money, I used to ask my mother and my father. You have some boy in Jamaica love beg. You have some boy in Jamaica love big, and some boy in Jamaica when I want to work. You see, uno pussy hole, uno no forget nothing, uno fi starve. You have some boy in Jamaica where them just take up them phone and them call, and any friend them have a foreign, them just want to catch them for tell them, say, yo, not now go on, you know, and beg. And then we have to try break that chain there, that chain, a reliance. You just rely upon a man, you just depend upon a man, a foreign. Even when me the day of Jamaica and my mother and father give me money, when we reach a certain age, me did stop beg to a level. It did become a part where a strict school fee alone me ask them about. I never day-to-day survival money and party money. When me are 17 and 18, probably 19, me a lie for get certain kind of money for waste. You know, when me want a phone for buy and them thing, but you have some boy at Jamaica where does one beg and at them. But you see thing, my character is based off of me telling the truth. A man can't just come call me and just beg me. So because me didn't even know how them find it in themselves for just call and just beg. Just so. And me believe say the sense of entitlement and much like you not talk to me in a so long. And you go just message me upon like Facebook or Instagram and just beg. How you do that? How you do that as a man? Because me couldn't do that from Jamaica. Because me say, you know, me up on both sides of the spectrum, you know. I remember living in Jamaica and begging for money from foreign. And now me there and people will ask me for money from foreign. Now, some man even a beg money for something constructive. Them just want a thing, a bills. Me no need to know where you want the money for, but when me check your Instagram or wherever, a party a day, a daytime or anything, when me ask you where you are going, yes, I tell me say nothing nah, go on. You know, nah work. You know, you nah active, do nothing. You nah ask me for money, cause you say, yo, you know, say me I gotta work and me short little bit pan, you know, the bills them are. You just a beg. And them people are annoying. And sometimes you have to break them train there. So more while, somehow no forget answer, cause somehow no beg too blood clot much. Somehow no beg, man. Somehow no can't give it a rest, man. How no just muscle up the energy for just call somebody and just beg them so. And then when the phone ring 4 or 5 times and the person answer, you go call them again and again and again. And you go call them. So, me no know, me can't do that. You beg for every, you go beg for all credit. This is your mother. This is your father. So my time all your cousin. You just want to find somebody from foreign to beg. Bumble clot, man. No. Where your pride there? You no care. That's why you make people take liberty on you, know. Yo, me call a man from foreign one time and him not answer him phone, me not call him back, you know. Me not call him back. Somehow you not a pride, man. And then sometimes the beggar them even use them discretion. You call a man from foreign and you ask him for something. You ask him for the iPhone 13. Where did he even come out yet? You ask him for a phone that costs $1,200. As man. You're in your 20s, 30s. You go call like, yeah, man, more the iPhone 13 and the MacBook. I know your father. You just are beg. You want the top of the line. You don't even know if the person can afford that. 9 times out of 10, the person can't afford that. Me know that now. Because I was in the position where me used to call and me used to ask, you know, me can't get this, me can't get that. But that was my parents. Uno a call some man for no reason and just a beg. That unbelievable. And then me tell you about breaking some trends. You have to leg a certain family. You have to do it. Because them only I got drain you. And when me say that, me mean sometime them are big inconsiderate. Inconsiderate to the point of you we have all say five people live together and somebody from Jamaica, you gotta call somebody from America if you ask, oh yeah, you can pay me light bill this month. Five wanna live together, you know. Yeah, tell me say five adult can pay one light bill. I saw you just now want work. Oh, you got call and be you unemployed. You got just call a man and just beg him so. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. Some man need for go. I'm glad me not go through them thing there. Me glad me not go through them thing there because yo, me I run some people off of my phone, you know. And then somehow no foreign, the people them nah beg on nothing more while when you no call. When them a call you, I hear the answer. More while we not beg, you know. More while we not beg her. Sometimes I can say no. Because enough time people in a foreign, some enough time people in a Jamaica I live better than you will live a foreign. Whole heap of time. But there's the good and there's the bad. You see, because up here, so you have to work. In a Jamaica, you will develop a level of dependency because a man can send you five bills of Jamaica and you're good. Well, inflation and everything, you know, you're not much good, you know, but you were all right for a while. Five bills ain't shit right here, so. So some man just lazy. Someone lazy and them no want nothing. Me just never manage to fall in that lazy trap there. Because when you talk about money from foreign, and me that, me used to get money from foreign. Me always ask for money from foreign. But me a family member, and I grew up in a situation, and me I said, Jano, bumble clap, man, give people my rest, man, go work. No, sir. You just have a level of entitlement where you feel like, yeah, you're there foreign, so you supposed to give me money, or you supposed to have money. It no work like that, Bridget. Me no care who you be. Me no care who for feelings me a hurt. Pussy you beg too much. Go work. How wanna do it so easy? Me prefer working, man. Call me and tell me, say, yo, dog, you know, say, me have something for you. But a man with us, every day, him just sit on a bill, nah, do nothing. But you can beg. Them even beg credit. All credit a man find. Oh, you beg credit. You're 35, 30, and you have a beg credit. No. Sometimes people need it. And for the people that need it, people in America, or if you can help them, help them. Some are too selfish too. Because I see that up here. Me see man Pitney a call him up here and them nah answer. Nothing me hear like that. Me see man a avoid them responsibility with them have a Jamaica. Me see school fee come up and man nah answer. Me see workless people up here when nah do that. We just nah, like them believe like yo, them done with Jamaica. And them even know say worse come to worse if you end up back at Jamaica right now. Y'all looking at them people at them at the same house there go back if you fuck up. But you have people out there who genuinely need it. And I get it, cause some of them people are mean. But majority of the Jamaican people them when we see up here, them try take care of them people them are them responsibility at Jamaica. But you can't make them develop a level of dependency where them no want do nothing for themselves. And at that me see, me understand bills rough and everything, but 5-6 on you can't pay one light bill or one water bill. Why are somebody from foreign have to pay your basic bills? That means I'm fully take care of you. That means I'm fully take care of you. Cause I know like them ask for essential things like things where if you're working, them even say give me half of this. No, and some man brazen to some man as yo, just give me a thing, man. Party are going later, blah blah blah. I mean, I said, what? No. Them brother had even a beg with conscience. Them money are just, yo, I want some G, yo, I'm getting $1,000 now. Until I was sucking him 1,000 times. Come in and know how them so obligated at a certain age. But me remember when me did younger, and me did obligated. But there's a difference. If you have a mother or a father in Jamaica, grandparents, yeah, you have to take care of them. Sometimes they might go overboard, but you have to take care of them. That would I consider responsibility. But when you have young, able-bodied people, a call and a beg, that is a problem. Sometimes people really need it. I'ma feel like enough people at Jamaica abuse that. And then because them abuse it so much, the people them in a foreign just feel like them inconsiderate. And you look at me like me's a bank. And you look at me like say, yo, oh yeah man, when me want a money, me call so and so and me get it. I saw them people they are foreign, I look upon it. But them people they are foreign if I understand say, yo, sometime Jamaica hard and the situation rough. So nobody feel like the little money where you send come to Jamaica can do much. So if my bought me two again, I go ask back for some money. Cause I remember when my father sent me $50 Jamaica already. I mean I say $50. That I could just fill my tank, I guess. And no $50 can't fill my tank of gas. So some people feel like say, yo, yeah man, when me send $100 to Jamaica, it can do everything. No, brother, that not do nothing. That not do nothing. So when you go send $100 to Jamaica, don't feel like it can last the man for the month. That can't do nothing. So don't now answer your phone call. You say, oh yeah man, yo, me just send money to Jamaica. Every minute I call me for money, bridging the little $50, the little $100 we send to Jamaica. That done long time, brother. That done long time. Now it's up to the person's discretion where, yo, me thankful for me get a moving on. Some people just fully beg too much. But the little money we send to Jamaica, it can only do so much and no more. Maybe that's what you can do, but yes, inflation and Jamaica is expensive. So if you are going to send $100 or $200, it is not going to last for 3-4 months. Uno is the one name I'm not going to pick up for. Yeah, man, I'm not sending money what day, yeah. Listen to me. Any amount of money we send to Jamaica what day, done. I just that world that we live in right now where things expensive. So nobody feel like say, oh yeah, you send $50. Cause you can't send $50. And you probably can't send our bills. But nobody feel like it's gonna last no long period of time. Cause when you realize so me take this both sides of the spectrum because I have experienced both sides of the spectrum. Me see 876 number call and me don't answer it. Cause me don't say yo, I'm money that. And if I something serious, they will get it relayed to me. They probably would have texted it. And sometimes it's bad because you're up here, you're afraid to answer your phone because you're afraid to say money, but I can incident, can somebody crash and dead, I can all kind of something. But the probability of it being money related high. So sometimes you prefer just dough and sight, yeah man. But I make sure so I do it from both sides of the spectrum, because this is actually a real issue. Because sometimes the way how me see people work harder in America to send money to Jamaica. And I realize so sometimes I just the gratitude them want receive back, you know. Sometimes them want the gratification. Say, oh yeah, I'm glad they do that for me. And sometimes them don't get that. Me on the other hand don't want that. My father on the other hand don't want that. But I realize my mother didn't want that. My mother didn't want me to call her and say, mommy, thank you. You really did help me. Some people want that. Me personally don't care for that. And even if me have a loved one or whatever, yeah, me will call and ask them if them are right or anything. But I don't have that personality today. Sometimes I just not talk to people. I'ma feel like if I'm money and it, if it have to deal with, me don't know, my father will tell me I'm find a way to get it there. But me not necessarily communication like that not as big to me. But enough for the people them up here. So you have different, you see, just like how you have different kind of people who beg money at Jamaica. You have people at Jamaica who really need the money and them beg the money. We have some people over at Jamaica where I beg the money. But they even need fair beg the money. Them beg the money because them want to party. Them beg the money because them lazy and them not work. Them beg the money because them can't manage money properly. Them though have no money management skills. You have people at Jamaica right now where that are living a 9-to-5 life based off of receiving money from foreign. You have people like that. Cause I can basically say, so if every month I get like, say this week me get $200 from my father, and then the other week me get $200 from my mother. $200 was $24,000, and $200 from my mother was probably like $30,000. At $54,000, that me make a month off of begging my mother and father, you know. That a one good month where if both of them send money. Now, you have people where I beg four people $100. Only need for go look at work. Because me did stop that. Me did have a sense of entitlement because I did my mother and father. And me still used to work. Me still did stop. After a while, me realized, say, yo, when me did that do? Me still not believe it did wrong. But at the time, me did need it. The less me start prioritize clothes and shoes and party, me start asking for less money. And then me only care about school fee. So that I when me like need them. But other than that, me not gonna pressure them for the money. You have people where I pressure them for money every week. Me not know how people do it. Some I wanna beg too much, man. So you have some pathological beggar and some man where beg out a career, like them no want to work, them no want to do nothing, them a beg. And then you have regular people who need it and I go through a whole heap of things and them can't get it because another person mash up that chance to feed them. Or one time them did beg when them never need it and them lied to the person and the person end up find out and now him not trust nobody, know him afraid for sending money to Jamaica because he not feel like that is actually what the person wanted for. So it's whole heap of circumstances can happen why the person in America don't send the money. But we have to break the chain of dependency where some of them money I need for go work. Some of them money I need for go work. And sometimes honesty carry a far way. So yo, brother, you live in America and somebody call you Jamaica. Tell him no. Tell him no. No care what them say. Tell them no. And you're there in Jamaica. If you need the money, ask for it. Don't come up with a situation where like severe, like, oh, yo, somebody a dead, or yo, that person need this because if him not do this, him a go lose him. You know, all kind of sitting, you know, like, come on, don't severe up the situation because you go put the person under certain pressure. And then the person, if the person feel like you're lying no matter what, then nah, go get the money. So I just honesty, you see, if both parties did I be honest, both the receiving and the sending did I be honest, this wouldn't be such a big problem. But this is a problem when nobody not really talk about. But me I gotta talk about it. Thank you for listening. Yo, me just wanting to subscribe, you know. I'm like how my followers them are growing. I feel like me I gonna reach 20k very soon. I'm wanting to subscribe. I'm wanting to stop beg the people them so often. Now, uno people, where the uno people, where they are foreign and now send the money to Jamaica, uno want a big stone. Cause uno is a special kind of worthless. But sometime dog, go look at work, brother, and don't call the people them dog. You know shame. Me not take them shame so often, man. Anyway, big up on yourself, you know. The voice was loud and the reasoning was raw. I'm out. Like, share, subscribe, and watch my last video them. Because my video them, I go like 10k now and them thing they say, yo. Mad. Respect. I'm out again.